Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January the 12th, 2022. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gift Dube in Maryland.
We would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are discussing COVID-19 and challenges being faced by Zimbabweans living in South Africa.
But first, the health minister reported yesterday that 21 people died from COVID-19, while 765 others tested positive. As at 11 January 2022, Zimbabwe had 223,765 confirmed cases, including 199,960 recoveries and 5,201 deaths.
To date, a total of 4,176,397 people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and more than 3.2 million a second dose.
Another 15,185 have so far received their third dose countrywide. And in South Africa, fears of xenophobic violence, retribution and loss of jobs has risen amongst the Zimbabweans in South Africa after Economic Freedom Fighters leader Julius Malema ordered his party leadership to visit restaurants and hotels to ensure there are more South Africans employed there than foreign nationals.
Most Zimbabweans are employed in the hospitality sector. Malema's call has come as a surprise for many Zimbabweans, as yet almost it remains a lone voice calling for the protection of foreign nationals working in South Africa.
And this is coming at a time when the South African government has just announced that it has given Zimbabweans a grace period of 12 months to allow the holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permit to obtain other visas to legally remain in that country.
Siyabona ukuthi ke uhlangothi lwezimpilakahle ukuthi kulabantu abayi 21 ababulewe COVID-19 izolo, wathi ke abayi 765 abantu bahlolwe batholakala vele kugciwane le-COVID-19. Kusukela nyakenye abantu asebethaphe igciwane leli bafika 223,765, kuthi asebaphepha COVID-19 bayi 199,960. Asebabulala igciwane le-COVID-19 nxa sikhangela uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi khona kulabantu 5,201 asebabula umkhuhlane lo. Kwesokusithi asebejove ijekiseni yakuqala yokuzukela COVID-19 sebefika 4.2 million. Kuzokuthi ke asebejove esibili by 3.2 million. Izolo kuphela ke kujove abayi 4,308 ijekiseni yakuqala. Abahlatshwe ke esibili bafika phose 4,500. So siyabona sithi umkhuhlane lo uyamemetheka sibili kwele South Africa. Kwele Zimbabwe, nyakhoza konapho. Singeneke kwele South Africa, siyabona ukuthi-ke abantu khona ngale bayakhala ngoba uJulius Malema ukhulume sibili into ebethusileyo uthe-ke sokumele abantu bekhangele ukuthi abaqhathiweyo endaweni ezijeneyo abantu abanjani. Kuthi phela kumele kuqhathwe abantu bakwele South Africa kuqala, kungakaqhathwa abantu bokuza. So abeZimbabwe babesithi phela uMalema uzabanceda kakhulu ukuvimba labo bathi sokumele abantu bokuza bebesuswe endaweni eziningi zokusemsebenzini. So singazi ukuthi kuyahamba njani kujonga ngoba nokukhanyazana kuzwisa abantu buhlungu kakhulu.
Ongowadiwa vateereri nevatariri, tinogamuchirai muchirongwa chedu Diaspora Live Talk chatiri kutarisa zviri kusangana nevana vezimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika kanavo vari muzimbabwe. Inyaya dzekurova namasoro hazvina basa kuti uri kunyika ipi, chero uri mwana wezimbabwe tinokudai pachirongwa chino. Nhasi tiri kutarisa nezvedenda recovid-19. Denda iri idenda ranetsa munyika zvatinoziva tose. Vanhu vari kuramba vachirasikirwa neupenyu. Nezuro takanzwa bazi rezveutano richizivisa kuti vanhu 21 kana kuti 21 vafa kubva kucovid-19, kuchiti vamwe 465 nevashanu 765 vakawanikwa vaine covid-19 iye nezuro wakare. Kufa kwaita vanhu kwakasvitsa uwandu hwevanhu vafa nyika yose pazviuru zvishanu nemazana maviri nemumwe chete 5,201. kuchitiwo vabatwa nedenda iri kubva zvaratanga munyika yose vakasvika pa 223,765 kana kuti zviuru mazana maviri nemakumi maviri nezvitatu zvine mazana manomwe nemakumi matanhatu nevashanu ndo vabatwa nedenda irori nezuro takaona uwandu hwevanhu vabaiwa nhomba yekutanga unenge uri kurambawo uchidzikira sezviri zvisiri kuenderana nezvinotariswa nenyika vanhu zviuru zvina nemazana matatu 4,308 ndo vakabayiwa nhomba yekutanga chete uwandu hunehushoma kwazvo wakasvitsa vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga pa 4,176,397 kana kuti mamiriyoni mana nezviuru zana nemakumi manomwe nezvitanhatu zvine mazana matatu nemakumi mapfumbamwe nevanomwe ndo vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga vabayiwa yechipiri uwandu hwacho huri pasi zvakare vakabayiwa vanhu 4,500 chete kana kuti zviuru zvina nemazana mashanu ndo vakabayiwa nhomba yechipiri zvakasvitsa uwandu hwevanhu vabayiwa nhomba iyi pa 3,197,072 kana kuti mamiriyoni matatu nezviuru zana nemakumi mapfumbamwe nezvinomwe zvine makumi manomwe nevaviri vabayiwawo nhomba yetatu inonzi booster iyai vasvika pa 15,185 zviuru gumi nezvishanu nezana nemakumi masere nevashanu tinotarisira kuti uwandu ihwohwu huchakwira nekunyura kunenge kwaita zuva nhasi tichinzwa kuti hurumende zvii zvayawana muzuva ranhasi totarisa imwe nyaya yatiri kukurukura inyaya iri kuitika kuzvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri musouth africa tinonzwa kuti zvaakutyisidzirwa zvakare mukurarama kwazvo zuva nezuva zvichitevera mashoko anonzi akataurwa nemutungamiri webato rinopikisa musouth africa reeconomic freedom fighters vajulius malema vari kunzi vakakurudzira nhengo utungamiri hwebato ravo kuti hunge huchienda mumahotera nenzvimbo dzinodyirwa vachiona kuti zvizvarwa zvemusouth africa zvakawanda ndo zviri kuwaniswa mabasa kana zviri pamabasa zvichienzaniswa nezvizvarwa zvekunze tinoziva kuti vakawanda vana vezimbabwe vanoshandawo munzvimbo idzodzi saka zvimwe zvinogona kuti vange vachityisidzirwa nekurarama kwavo zviri kuitika izvi panguva imwe chetewo svondo rapera nemusi wechina dare remakurukota remusouth africa kana kuti cabinet rakagara rikazivisa kuti rawedzera kana kuti rapa inganzi grace period kana kuti nguva yekuti vana vezimbabwe vane magwaro aya anonzi mazimbabwe exemption permit yekuti vange vachigadzirisa ugaro hwavo munyika iyi zviri pamutemo kuti vange vachikwanisa kuwana mamwe mavhiza anovabvumidza kugara munyika iyoyi saka vakapiwa kusvika musi wa 31 zvita 2022 kana 31 December 2022 ndo nyaya yatoda kuti kurukure nhasi imwe yenyaya idzodzi dziri mudariro Gibbs
kunjalo sivili tonga kukanya sivili kuyahlupa khonoko kuti abantu sebetwaliswe nzima khona ngale ke kule South Africa singazi ukuthi kuyaphumani kodwa ke kukhanya kulobuhlungu kakhulu nxa sikhangela abantu ngendlela asebephila ngayo kungani sokukhathaza besicele abanye abantu ukuthi bebuye ukuze bengene kuhlelo kodwa-ke sisabamelele sizwe ukuthi bathini ngakhona ukuthi bangene so-ke kulomunye ubaba osesazaka ukade khuluma lo Tambo kula labanye njalo abafisa ukuthi bangene so-ke singazi ukuthi kozala ngomoni sizabesiloke simelele baze bangene abantu sizwe ukuthi bathini so-ke omunye wangkhona-ke umbakisha Tambo khonapha-ke kule melika kodwa-ke yena wayesebenza ekhaya sekhonapha khona manje so singakhuluka lo mjaha lapha-ke ejonga kuthiwa komi yapi ekhuluma-ke use-Scotland ekhuluma ngokuthi umi njani lapha khona you know wayenguwindi anti wazewindi so-ke kodwa kathesi kulo msebenzi wakho sechayela imoto enkulu ake simuzwe singakangeni kwabanye sizwe ukuthi singenza njani lapha jonga wabe khonapho-ke ungayikatshana sizwe-ke ukuthi uthini umsipha ngakho khonokho-ke akwenzayo khona ngale eScotland lo baba-ke udmsipha ake sizwe ukuthi ijaha leli ngubani njalo udabuka ngaphi sabona baba
ye jonga kunjani
hhayi ngiyaphila wena unjani
no hayi ngiyancema ngisayincema
akusiyethumbani ibizo lakho
ya mina nguti inkomo yakhe msipha umfoka mqhuzuli ngidabuka elupane
kwakwatisa
phansi emaguswini komnyambambile le komkhalanyona
ye
emzola
aha akutshela abantu ukuthi ungathi kola manje
njengamanje ngise-Scotland in United Kingdom so njengokubona nje ngisemsebenzini njengamanje mbakumangolongolo lo ukubamba indlela lana ngithole i 44 ton behind me la
yebo uthwele ngona kwini kona lokuthwele
lana ngithwele into abasebenzisa ukwakha ama whiskey lapha webona so all this wheat stuff is at the back there so ngisayi deliver lapha na lapha edingeka ukuthi iye khona kuma distilleries
iwakaza mina ukwenza kona
kule kulomsebenzi hayi ngine 2 weeks ngoba before that vele ngise emabhasini for 7 years lapha so sengiwabalekela amabhasi manje kushuthi isikhathi ngena la kubo mangolongolo ngithi hayi umuntu okasebenze yedwa lapha ahlukane le public yabo uthole ukuphumula kancane
ngiye emabhasini zathi senzayo
yeah, emabhasini bengisebenzisa i-service bus so ngithatha abantu ngibese endaweni zabo lapho basebenza khona ngibabuyisele emuva abanye besiya kuma-shopping yabo so that's a service bus akusiyo la ma-tours ukuthi behambe izindawo but hayi bekusebenzeka khona kodwa-ke kulama-challenges akhona la
sengathi kekhaya vele wakwenze khona okukhumba okufundele khonapho
ya kahle kahle ekhaya laphana ngiqale vele bengichovisa bengisemchoveni so kusho ukuthi ngiqhubeke ngayo le trade yabona so besingabafana bomchova bekuthiwa hey bayahlupha laphaya
wawungwindi kuv umshayeli
ngaqala ngingiwindi ngisaqogelela imali yokuthi ngibe ngumshayeli emva kwalokho-ke ngayithola ilayisensi hhayi ngaba-ke yimina engibamba indlela lami ngaholela owind yabo so kanjalo kanjalo nje namhlanje sengila kunini ngifisa vele ukudonsa amangolongolo abakhulu laba so but hayi sesikhona
omunye kade mbuza ukuthi wawuchaya ngaphi phophoma bulawayo kumbe wawuchaya
ama-routes engangiwashayela imagwebhe west magwebhe north iluveve kwabalanja laphana noma i-counterpark to Nkulumane uyabona kusekuzini
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu soke akuzima ukutshayela amangolongolo la amakhulu lawo
hayi hayi mavele ule nhliziyo yokuthi ufuna ukufuqa le nto ezinkulu uyaku-enjoya nje uyazi ukuthi is enjoyable okumkhulu ukuthi unanzelele ukuthi uhamba ngento enkulu njalo uthwele umthwalo onzima so uplane ahead ma uzoma noma uzofika lapho ungathi kuyaxokozela khona nge-transport nge-traffic landani nje ube lonanzelelo uyabo njene ma ungene endaweni ezingathi zinciphile ukwazi ukuthi uyigega kanjani ungawisi ama-street furnitures abakubiza ngokuthi ama-lights land ama-sign posts and all that to avoid all that and pedestrians as well and cyclists.
Aha, singathi kunzima kangakanani kodwa emgwaqweni kula ngapho yele
akukho nzima but abanye bayakwesaba kuya ngomuntu I think but akukho kunzima yonke into uyayifunda nje ma ules fisi
so wena wakufunda wabona ukuthi hayi lapha sokuchayele njengoba wasuka ngakho ekhaya vele ukwazi
ye but ngifundile nakhona lapha ngoba indlela zalana zinciphile kakhulu yabo asifani nezekhaya indawo ngithi sile mgwaqo ebanzi lana kutight so ya kudinga
abafuna ukuba njengawe kumele benzeni
ya kumele bafundeke-ke labo bathathe ilayisensi yakhona lana kuthiwa ngu-class 1 lo ucategory c plus e yiwo ama-articulated so awuthi-ke sokumele sokumela ngubalekele lana kulomfo engimlandelayo laphana so sokumele sihambe lapha ngiyaxolisa
siyabonga kakhulu ke phosele ukugcina nje usihambele wabo
hayi ngiyajabula ukuba lani balaleli ngijabule futhi ukungifaka emsakazweni kipsi angithi ukulibalekela zophinda ndiqhuba emalangela inkosi
siyabonga kakhulubabay So the guy is enjoying what he's doing there, Joga. He loves this kind of business, you know, from a windy to a guy who drives that kind of a big truck,
you know. I think gives that an inspiration to other drivers, because some just think that once you are a Windy, your life is finished. You know, you don't have a future. Instead, you be someone like a disrespectful person, a violent drug addict, or all that. But this Musipa guy has shown Zimbabweans that with resilience, we can go places. Murumo atachiona kwa chikurukura na Gibbs Dube, ndawa Musipa, vakatangwari Windy, mubulawa yomo, vachizu, turo, vaifamba mzimbo zinoti, unana magwegwe wesi, unana Kaudri Park, inekupu kwa vayenda, vari Windy, vakazose, vamari, zao kuchengi za mari, vakakwanza kutora chitamba, chikuchika ira, vakazo baikoko, vakaenda ku UK, ku UK, vakashika, vakanuwa na basa, kuchika ira, bazi, mabazi, vakachova, varu mabazi, ikoko, vakazo tora chitamba chekuti vanga vachikaira marori mahombaya anonzi magonyeti kuZimbabwe. Izvezvi vari kurova magonyeti iwayo hadzinei chakura zvinobikiswa zvinodhaka izvi zvinovavira.
So he's really saying, you know, some people are scared of the roads.
Yes.
But he's not scared, he's now used to the roads and you have to negotiate yourself. What he says, roads in Scotland are very narrow.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know what you're doing at the end of the day.
Yes.
So I don't know whether Tellington.
Yes, Gibbs, vachiuta varipo paro nare gaitinzwa kuti vari kutibata here vachitinzwa zvakanaka vachiuta makadi.
Chiripo vakandemiri makadini ndiri kukunzwa zvakanaka zvekuti.
Tinotenda Gibbs, amene uri kunzwa here vachiuta.
Yes, I can. Yes.
Ah, tinotenda. Yes, Mr. Darlington Chiuta is a member of the Zimbabwe Exemption Permit Holders Forum. Vachiuta chigaro chiko.
Ndini chairperson we Zimbabwe Exemption Permit Holders Association.
Ah, Sachi Garo, thank you so much, Mr. Chuta. So, Mr. Chuta is the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Exemption Permit Holders Forum. Irikushanda, nikubatsira, vanawe Zimbabwe, vane magwaro aye, anonzi Zimbabwe Exemption Permit. Tinonzwa kuti magwaro iwayo, akawedzerwa, kushanda ne gore kana ne mwedzi gumi ne miviri. Regai ndikanda hangu mvunzo wangu wekutanga kuna vachiuta. Mr. Chuta, we understand that the South African government last week gazetted that it has given Zimbabweans a grace period of 12 months, the Zimbabwe exemption permit holders, a grace period of 12 months. What does this mean to Zimbabweans?
Yeah, the grace period has always been there, but it has not been explained under law. What will be happening? Because if you say we have just given you a grace period, it has no meaning. You will recall that the government withdrew Directive 10 of 2021, which had all sorts of requirements that somebody had to have a receipt as proof of application for migrating to the other permits and the like, and that was withdrawn a day before the court date on the 13th of December. But then, when it was withdrawn, there was nothing that was put in place to explain what grace period means. So it essentially meant that anyone would interpret it in their own way. So the new directive now gives direction as to how people will be working. Banks cannot close accounts. Those that are working can continue working, but the grace period is given to allow people to migrate to other mainstream visas like the general work visa. Those who are married to South Africans, they can apply for a spousal visa. And those with critical skills can apply for a critical skills visa.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that's what it means. It's no longer 12 months, it's now 11 months couple, eh?
Okay, because January is already gone.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Simon, are people actually looking for new visas or what? Darlington Chuta. So, if people started applying, tell us a bit about that.
People are just rushing in panic. Very few people will qualify for the visas. Because the issue, remember, when the very first permit was issued, the DZP, it was issued even to a person who just had a birth certificate. And the Zimbabwean government became involved, and people applied for passports in South Africa via the consulate. So So now to ask people to qualify, as it were, is a mammoth task. It looks like the government just made a decision that they want to end this and they want people to go, but they can't just do it clandestinely. They have to have a way of making people to be seen to have made efforts to accommodate people, of which people do not qualify. That's the basic. There is no visa that they qualify for because the requirements are very stringent, especially the letter or certificate from the Department of Labor, where the certificate has to certify that there is no South African who has been found to be competent to do that job. And employers are not going to be willing to apply for that. So whether applying those with critical skills would have applied already anyway. But the general work visa is almost a non-starter.
Yes, thank you very much for that information. We also have our second guest, and that is...
I wondered if you can bring in the second guest while Mr. Chuta can explain that in Shona. South Africa, Shondra Pera, Nemswe China, Darema Kurukota, Rakasunga Kupa, Vanoa Zimbabwe, Mwezino Kwanaita Gumi, Nemuviri, Vanema Gware Zimbabwe Exemption Permit, Kutuanga Chigazi Saugaro, South Africa, Kuzitera Kupera Kushanda Kwakaita Ma Permit Iwaya. Muna Zita Gorera Pera. Mgatu Daud Zagamira say.
A grace period, Yanga Kara Iripo, as Yanga Isina, Paper Nora Zamutino Shanda say Pamchemo, Dio Yakazu Isirwa Directive Nyoan Yavepo, and Panevan Vajinji almost Vese Vakawana, my personal emails at Chipaku Department of Home Affairs at Stanangura. Yaya Iyo Yeku apply Kunimamu Makwaro. Yekuti vanogona kugara. But sematsanangurira ndanga ndiri kuita apo. Magwaro ari kunzi vanhu vanogona kuchinja kuti vashandise kubva ku ZEP. Ane maconditions akaomarara zvekuti. Zvinodiwa zvacho zvakaomarara zvekuti vazhinji vane ma ZEP havakwani kupinda ku mikana iyoyo. Vanhu vanokwanisa kupinda vanhu vakaroora ma South Africans. Vanhu vane atingati ma critical skills asingawanikwe kuti vanhu vachona mabasa achona iwayo hakwanisiwe kuitwa nema South Africans. Then iri kunzi general work visa zvinodiwa zvacho zvakaomarara zvokuti a general ZEP holder hakwanisi kukwana kwazviri. Ngati okay kuti magwaro ezHEP aingopuwa kumunhu wese muZimbabwe airida. Zvekuti nevamwe vangu vasina kana mapassport, vamwe vaive nemabirth certificate, vakadoapply, vakadotora mapassport, vadoaplyira mapermit. Saka chikuru chiripo chatiri kuona isu iko zvino ndechekuti hurumende yeSouth Africa yakangosarudza kuti haichadi zvizvagwa zveZimbabwe in general. Then ndobva vaona kuti vangaita sei. Munyama watingati takaita vemaZEP. Ndiwe kuti ma Zimbabweans tisakaita vekutanga zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe tisakaita vekutanga kupuwa pemiti. And hurumende yanga isina kugadzira kuti ichazoita sei. Saka kana iri hembe tingati ihembe iri kudosoniwa yakapfeka vanhu vachinda. Ichidosoniwa yakapfeka saka iko zvino vakadoona kuti zviri nyore kuti tiburise vanhu ava. Ngativatei ngavaende kune mamwe magwaro avasingakwanisi kuinda saka vachakundikana anyway. Kana vakundikana tozova deport. Saka kuna kuapplya vari kuedza kuapplya. Nokuti vanhu vanenge vachitya vanhu vagara makore gumi nerimwe vakande miri. Saka munhu anenge atovaka upenyu, munhu anenge atovaka musha. Tine vana vazhinji vokuti vakadozvarirwa mupemiti iyoyi. Tikatora kuti munhu ane 11 years anenge ave kuma grade 4 uko. Saka vanhu vari kutya vanhu vari kupanika zvikuru. Vamwe vari kungomanya kunoapply vasingazivi. Saka zvinongodzoka zvonzi rejected chitoenda mahwa wakundikana kupinda. Saka inya kuto nesa chose asi tiri kumboedza kuti titaurirane. Then tichaenda kuma court kuti tione kuti pamwe mutemo ungangomirira vanhu sezvo vanhu vane makore 11 vachigara munyika yeSouth Africa.
Thank you so much, Wakuta. Keep going.
So, yes, we've got another question. That is Wendy Tumazile Nkomo. Siyabonga kuhlelo Mankomo.
Ngiyabonga baba uDubele njani nabalaleli.
Hayi siyaphila kakhulu. Ye akutsho ukuthi ukhona ngapho ke kule South Africa. Umomo umenjani khona pho ma?
Hayi umomo awumanga kahle ngoba ezithi zisebona abanye abafoti kade bahambile ekhaya bebotshwa izinto ezinjalo. Lasezinkundleni zokuxhumana lapha siyathola ama message abuya kuma kuma organizations abunjwa ngabahlali balapha ukuthi bazongenela abantu ezindlini into ezinjalo lasemsebenzini. Siyakwazi sonke ukuthi wonke umuntu empilweni ufuna ukwazi ukuthi ume ngapi ngokwempilo ngoba kunje asakwazi ukuthi sime ngathi ngela ma permit kuyophetha ngani ngoba abantu balabantwana lemisebenzi inja usukwazi ukuthi emsebenzini kuzayenza njani. So hayi akumanga kahle impela ngoba wonke umuntu uyazikuza ukuthi kusasa likuphi sisuka lapha siqonda ngathi ukuthi kudala silapha. So kunzima babuduke nxa ucabanga ukuthi kuzophetha ngani.
So wena usuhlala isikhathi esinganani khonapho ubambe ipermit naleyo usule isikhathi eside kakhulu?
Mina ngayithola eqala amapermit ngo-2010 ngayithola yami lami khonapho.
Wasebenza endaweni eziningi kakhulu sibili?
Ya ngasebenza lapho engisebenza khona seseneminyaka ngisebenza. I'm sure saying le nyaka
e-12. So kuthoni khona kunxa ukuthi ubambe i-visa nale ekwazi ukuthi i-permit leyi ukwazi ukuthi vele izaexpire ngo-December lo nyaka. Kuthoni enhliziyweni yakho sibili xa ungatshela abantu ujule sibili ukhulume okusenhliziyweni yakho?
Kunzima kakhulu ngoba angikwazi ukuthi kusasa likuphi ngoba noba ungathi uya-applya ungalayo leyo critical skill ufana nokudlala. So kuze usicabangisa kabili kathathu ukuthi senze njani sizihambele or sizabanjwa ngoba asikwazi ukuthi kusasa limingaphi asikwazi impela.
So wena ubusuzamile yini ukuthi uqalise uku-applya kumbe kade ungakaqalisi?
Hayi mina bengakaqali ngoba into engakagazethwa i-government uyabungakwazi ukuthi bazarejecta kumbe njani ngoba lapha kufunakala abantu bama-critical skills. Yabona isikhathi ezinje sokusuka ukucina sokusiba lezitambo warifu bangayirejecta so bese ku-announce ukuthi maybe se abantu banga-applya bona bababevele be-applyile so ngizoma kuphi. So angikwazi ngimiphakathi laphakathi olwandle angazi ukuthi ngikhonjenga.
Yeah, so hold on khonapho ke wenti ungayikatshana ube umuti ibhatani yakho siyabuya kuwe in some seconds. So ke Joga, what she's saying here is, you know, she has been under this payment for almost 12 years. So she says she doesn't know what to do now because at the end of the day, even if you are rejected, you won't even figure out what to do because she says maybe this is a kind of diplomatic way of getting rid of Zimbabweans, you know, who are in South Africa. So she says many people are really confused about what to do next.
Yes, that's what Mr. Chuta just explained. So they are talking of the same thing, that it's going to be very difficult for Zimbabweans. It's just like a way of the South African government getting rid of Zimbabweans through that. And, you know, Gibbs, these critical skills that they are talking about, that is something that is very rare in some instances. Because, you know, many companies, they groom people. And once they groom people, they can say, yes, we need the critical skills. But many Zimbabweans who had those critical skills have been grooming South Africans. And now they can say, we have people who are equipped, and then they
it's
get
enough.
And yeah, and then they get rid of these foreigners. Yet these foreigners were the very people who trained these South Africans.
You know, when we talk about critical skills, there's a lot that the South Africans want. You know, people like nuclear physicists,
mm-hmm.
you know, a person who knows how to design some nuclear things.
Mm.
We are talking of, you know, structural engineers.
Yes.
And those structural engineers should be very qualified, you know. There are certain segments of their kind of qualifications. They don't want a person who come to South Africa and work in a restaurant. They don't want a person who will be in South Africa selling anything along the street.
Yes, but my point is, how many people qualify for the...
That's right.
Yes, for that skilled job.
Typical.
That's the problem now. Because maybe you'll need one who will teach others. You see? That's what I'm saying. Maybe we can bring in Mr. Chuta and ask him about this position taken by the Malema Party. Led by Mr. Malema, the Economic Freedom Fighters Party, that they are going to visit hotels and restaurants to ascertain how many South Africans are there and how many foreigners are there. Vachiuta, munoti ine danho iroro raziviswa nebato reEconomic Freedom Fighters rekuti vachapinda mumahotera nemunzvimbo dzekudyira vachiona kuti mune zvizvarwa zveSouth Africa zvingani, zvekunze zvingani.
Maitiro avari kuita haana kusiyana nevamwe vose. Vakaita sana vaHerman Mashaba nana Put South Africa First nechi vari kungotaura zvinhu zvimwe chete asi vachitaura nenzira yakasiyana. Vamwe ava vari kuti vachapindira vashandi, ivo vari kuti vachapindira vashandirwi, asi vanhu vanoruza pakupera kwazvo vashandi. Nekuti kana vakapindira vashandirwi vakanoudza vashandirwi kuti sei imi makatora zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe, zvinoreva kuti vashandirwi vaya vachadzinga zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe. Munyama wataita ndingati rushambwa gwataita apa ndekwekuti pamaelections atabaya vamamwe mapati akakoromoka kubva paanga ari. Mapati manyowana akapinda ose akapinda nenyaya iyoyi yekuti hatidi vanhu vasiri vemuno. Vamwe vachiti kana tahwinaisu tikakunda tinodzinga vanhu vasiri vemuno. Saka ANC sepati hombe yakaruzavo nenyaya iyoyo. EFF yakaruzavo nenyaya iyoyo. Saka tine maelections mahombe avo avari kuita maharmonized elections ari kuuya 2024. Saka yose pati iko zvino yave kutaura zvayakaona zvakahwinisa vamwe. Nokuti mukatarisa vaJulius Malema, munhu anga akamira chaizvo achisapota maAfricans ose. Vakatombobuda kune mavhidhiyo aripo vachiti kana ini ndikanzi ndirizaine nenyaya yekuti ndasapota maAfrica ndinorizaina nhasi. Saka U-turn yavo iyi iri kukonzerwa nokuruza kwavakaita ANC yokutanga kubata maZEP holders. Zviri kukonzerwawo futi nokuruza kwavakaita. Saka vanofanira kuonekwa kuti vane chavari kuita pamaforeina. Tamira isu supakati manje pekuti vamwe vari kutatsurirawo ku vamwe vari kutatsurirawo. Asi kadhi iko zvino rinoratidza kuti rinogona kuwinisa nerezvizvarwa zviri zvemusouth Africa. Saka chinodori chibodzwa chinodogwadza chaicho chekuti pati yanga yakasimba yakavharira vanhu vemuAfrica vose kuti tiri maAfricans tose seyava Malema yave kudzokera kumashure. Saka vakangonotaura nevashandirwi kureva kuti vari kungoti vashandirwi dzingai zvizvarwa zvisiri zvemuno muSouth Africa.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuta. Gibbs.
So now, what's happening, you know, that when we look at Julius Malema, we thought he was always saying, you know, Africa first and not South Africa first. What has he seen along the way?
Yeah, the issue now with Julius Malema is that, unfortunately, the foreigner issue has become the biggest trump card in being elected. So no matter what his conscience says, he still needs to win votes.
Is
a politician. That's how they thrive. Now, instead of him making a straight U-turn which says, okay, I was saying this about foreigners, now this is my stance, he is making it diplomatic to say we are going to be talking to the employers. But talking to the employers is the same result, just as chasing the foreigners away. The result is the same. The foreigners will be removed. So he is basically trying to canvass himself for the 2024 elections. And unfortunately, the non-renewal of the ZEP has come at a time where all the parties are now campaigning for 2024. So that's our demise now. But we are going to try and talk to the government. We have got lobby groups. We have got court cases that are in place. And unfortunately, people use the word fight. I don't know where people get those words. Some words make negotiating difficult. When we go to court, we are not saying we are fighting the government. No, we are not. We are just trying to say, okay, thank you for the permit that you gave us, but in the process, were there no rights that were created for people that are now being violated by the administration when they implement things in this way? So it's basically administration to try and find ground between us and the South African government. Unfortunately, when we talk and when some people talk, they want to use the words fight. When you lobby, you are not fighting. You are just trying to make the point to be seen from your side as the person who is on the receiving end. That's basically what we are trying to do within these 12 months. Probably to try and come to common ground with government that they waiver some of the requirements of the general work permit to accommodate everyone, like the domestic workers and the general farm workers and the like. Because all these ZEP holders are not illegal immigrants. They are legal immigrants who are about to be made illegal. And these people are law-abiding people who actually heeded the call for amnesty. That's what it was called when it was given to Zimbabweans. And you find that the very first permit was actually a very good permit, which even the business sector had confidence in it. People bought houses, people bought cars, because the stringent conditions only came when we moved from DZP to ZEP. So you find that there was a shift which we feel was actually a bit of bad faith from government to say the first permit was good. The first permit we were talking amnesty, we had a very good language, very cordial. Then when we got to the second permit, because we were already in, then the goalposts were shifted and no one was consulted. If anyone was consulted and negotiated on our behalf, then those negotiators actually betrayed us because we had a permit which showed good faith, which then drastically changed and started to have some hostility in it, that you cannot renew it here, it does not take you to permanent residence. All those conditions are not there on the first permit. So we are trying now to lobby the government on all fronts. For now, every stone counts in this issue. So we are trying by all means possible that everybody be accommodated. Then those who want to return back to Zimbabwe can return on their own accord. Not that it's the only choice.
Thank you. Thank you so much and hold on there. Let's go to Victor Matutu of Zim Imbowoto. Sawamukela uhlelo mama.
Ngiyabonga Thobisa, libonani ninjani?
Hayi siphilile kakhulu, ye. So siyabona ukuthi udaba lolu lwama-permits lokho siyaphambili. Kulabanye abalokho besithi ngcono udaba lolu lwenkantolo, abanye njalo besithi hayi akumelanga kube njalo, ngcono sikhulumisane nohulumende. Pho kumele kwenziweni lapha-ke Nkosazana Matutu?
Okokuqala, ngicabanga ukuthi ma kukhulunywa ikakhulu ungqongqoshe wezehomafezi lo u-Aaron Motsoaledi, uyayathi i-decision yama-permit lama-ZEP yayingasiyo ye-Home Affairs, kwakuyi-decision yama-cabinet for eZimbabwe nase-South Africa. So uyakathi iwoma phase ayingeni ndawo lapho i-decision ye-cabinet okuyikuthi i-decision leyo yokuthi ama-permit engasavuselelwa i-decision esiyikholela ukuthi ivele ku-cabinet hayi ku-ministry ye-home affairs. So i-cabinet ye-South Africa kuthi ukuthi ikhulumile la yaseZimbabwe ngoba isikhathi esiningi sasizwe kuthiwa ama-permit mayezophela kuyabe kube lezinkulumo eziba khona phakathi kweZimbabwe ne-South Africa i-cabinet lakhona. Esingazi ukuthi bathe behlala phansi be-cabinet yeZimbabwe bela yase-South Africa baphuma nokuthi ama-permit engasavuselelwa. Angicabangi ukuthi kumele kuyiwe ekhothi kodwa kumele kuhlale phansi kukhulumiswana. Angithi nasekuqaleni kwakuhlale phansi kwakhulumiswana waboniswana ukuthi kunesidingo sokuthi kube le-special permit. Lamanje ma sokufika esikhathini sokuthi i-cabinet ye-South Africa ithi yona asisekho isidingo sokuthi kube lama-special permit. Nxa kuyukuthi thina njengezizalwane zeZimbabwe sikhethela oma-ZEP siyakubona ukuthi akusiphathanga kahle njalo akusonto e-right ngoba kuningi ebesikwenza ngamalawa ama-ZEP singabe sisakwazi ukukwenza mase singaselawo. Isinqumo esingathathwa yukuthi kuzame ukuthi kukhulumisane nohulumende we-South Africa i-cabinet leyo ephuma lesinqumo kukhulunyiswane. Angicabangi ukuthi kumele kuze kubotshiswane. Kumele ukuthi kukhulunyiswane ma kule ndlela yokukhulumisana ukuthi kube izizathu zesizwe izizathu zekhabinethi ukuthi kungani sifinyelele esinqumeni esingalo. Lathi sibeke zethu izizathu ukuthi hayi isinqumo lelo lifinyelelekiso thina sisiphatha kanje kanje sibeke ama-advantages lama-disadvantages aleso sinqumo abasibekileyo. Ngicabanga ukuthi ngowami umbono akungabotshiswana kodwa akukhulunyiswane. Ilobbying yona le ikhulunywayo ngiyayisapota mina.
Yeah, so Joga, what she's saying is that this is not an issue that should be taken to court. So it's a political kind of game which has to be played around here instead of taking the matter to court because it was a cabinet decision to ensure that Zimbabweans get these kind of permits. So she says some people maybe are making mistakes by taking this matter to court. So she's totally opposed to what Tellington Chuta is saying. So at the end of the day, these are some of the sentiments that are being expressed by some people based in South Africa who come from Zimbabwe.
Yes, I think Mr. Chuta can respond to Ms. Matutu. Mr. Chuta, I think you heard what Ms. Matutu just said. Gibbs explained that she is saying that I think it's a mistake to go to court because of the decision by the South African government. What's your take on that?
I think I will have 2 points to that. We must understand that when someone goes to court, it's the last resort. And also people should understand that there has been lobbying and there has been communication with the Department of Home Affairs that has been going on. And the reply that we have been given always is that we are going to come back to you. This issue is before cabinet. We had a meeting with the Zimbabwean embassy in December, and we asked them the same, to say, what is your stance and what is the negotiation level between the Zimbabwean government and the South African government? Because we also believe that if governments can talk to each other, there is no reason to go to court. We strongly believe in that. But then they said that the communication route is that they go via the Department of International Affairs and they have written to the Department of International Affairs requesting a meeting with the Home Affairs Department, and up to now, they have not yet had any feedback. So what we look at is, while the permits came as a result of negotiations, negotiations are always good, but you can negotiate the other party is willing to negotiate. If they don't give you a hint that they are not going to renew the permit, like what the ambassador said, and then the next thing you hear from the announcement that there is no renewal, it therefore signifies that negotiation is probably off the table. And the chances of cabinet going back to sit down and reversing the decision that they made is almost none, because that will be a sign of weakness on their part. Like they made a wrong decision, now they are making a U-turn. It means opposition is going to make a meal out of that. So if there is no negotiation that is coming forth, what then is the next alternative? The next alternative, which is supported by the Constitution of South Africa, which fosters human dignity, is then going to court. And going to court should not necessarily be seen as a wrong thing, like I said earlier on, to say that when you go to court, you are not fighting. You are simply requesting somebody to check under law that are your rights not being taken away from you. And like the lady said, negotiation is the best. But do you negotiate when that option seems to be off the table? When that card is off the table, how do you negotiate?
Thank you very much. Stay on the line there. Let's get to Wendy, to Mazile Nkomo. Wendy, what's up, ma'am? Yeah, so ke koropo ke nxa ukangela wena ubona ngani udaba lolu luyangapi mankomo
luzima luzima ngoba njengoba besitsho lapha ubhuti ujuta laphana ngathi abantu masekungena lama opposition parties lo malema umuntu akade simthembile sisithi uyasimela singabantu abansundu simelana laye masezakhuluma ngeyakhe indlela kodwa la uyizwayo umuntu omdala ukuthi hayi ukubeka kahle kodwa iyalapha ngabe zathi sebehamba bengenela abantu emsebenzini bechefu ukuthi kusebenza abantu abangaki lento le isisanzima kuzizalwane zakithi zasezimbabwe so kuzaba nzima mpela angazi ukuthi kuyokuphetha ngani or kuyophetha umuntu yena sevolontiye ukuthi hhayi mina sengizihambele ekhaya kumbe njani angazi ukuthi
kuyophetha wena-ke nxa ungazikhulumela ubona ngani kuwe kuyaphetha ngani loku lokho
angabisho kodwa hayi mazongibona ukuthi hayi akusela ngenye iplani hayi ngikuzihambela lapho engabuya khona lapho engivela khona ayikho enye iplani ngoba phela ngeke uzofosa.
So uzabuyela lapho vela khona ufike wenzeni njengoba sikwazi ukuthi kumi njani kwele Zimbabwe sizokukhahlameze kakhulu khonokho. Njalo khonokho kasukwenzile kule South Africa ulani lani ukuthi umuntu ungavezela abantu sele ukuthi uyazi ukuthi uhlezi njani.
Angike ngize ngidale ukuthi khona kunzima ukuqala impilo katsha phansi kungena. Kodwa-ke ma usufake ekhoneni uzoyenza njani? Eza phela impilo yakho izinto lezo sizitshoyo so kuyobonakala khona ukuthi kuyophetha ngani maybe sokungaba imino ingayihla maybe sokungaba lokunye lapha ama-human rights bangenele maybe singezo okunye okungcono ngoba eyi akuyenzi ukuthi ngemva kweminyaka emingaka abanye sebelabantwana so uyaqalela kuphi ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi sonke ekhaya kunjani
kunzima so singathi-ke khonapho wendi nxa sisikhangela sibili kulabanye abathi ukuthatha udaba lolu baluse enkantolo ayiso ndlela eyiyo kumele kukhulunyiswane phakathi kukahulumente wale-South Africa nohulumente weZimbabwe kanye labantu abeZimbabwe abantu ama-permits lawa bona ubona ngani kumele kwenziweni kumele kuhanjiswe ekhodini lo
hayi ngikubonela lobathuthu ukuthi akuxoxiswane kuzame ukuthi ohulumende bonke bahlobo babili bezame ukuthi behlangane phakathi laphakathi ngoba zabantu lezi kunzima mpela ngoba hheyi amakhodi yiwo futhi adale konke ungqoshungqoshi yonke le esiphakathi yabona sokungathi thina sesichallenja lomthetho walapha maybe ngabe kwakukwenziwe ngenye indlela so asazi
yes hold on khona ngapho-ke ungayikhatshana mankomo siyabuka kuwe ngesikhatshana nje esilandelayo so like what Matutu said Miss Matutu said you know she doesn't believe that this matter should be taken to court. She's totally against it, saying that you know in the first place they were granted these permits because the South African government actually agreed with the locals, that is, other people, the stakeholders, for them to be given those kind of permits. Maybe let's go to town, then we come to Matutu. Chonga.
Yes,
yeah. The issue that is there that we should look at is that when people talk of negotiations, they are saying we are negotiating. You don't negotiate alone. To get to this result that there is not going to be renewal, there was no negotiation. Negotiation had been thrown out already. Even our government tried to negotiate, but they were just told that the matter is going to cabinet. And when the decision was made, our government was not informed. They only heard on the announcement. So there is no negotiation there. Remember, I said that I am pro-negotiation if the negotiation card is still on the table. But from the look of things, it is no longer there. Then our government, after the announcement, has said they respect the sovereignty of South Africa, so they respect the decision, and citizens must come home. So there is no expectation from our government to say that they are going to initiate any negotiation, because they have already alluded to the fact that a decision was made by South Africa as a sovereign country. So they respect that, and what they will try and do is minimize disruption, and I don't know how. Most people, they have got somewhere to go, back home to go to. But I will give you a picture of a person who came, say, at 16, who got the permit at 16 in South Africa. It means that person is now turning 28, and they have already built a family. And some probably never got back home, so there is no home to talk about. For us adults, it's fine. We can go back home. That's our home. We come from there. We have lived there until we came this side. But what about the children that were born here and raised here? There are issues, for example, of children who are doing grade 11 now, who will be doing matric next year. Matric will be equivalent to A level when they go home. And those children have been learning Afrikaans or Zulu or Sotho. So when they go home, where do they start? We have got university students that are in their first, second year. If they are parents go home, it means these students, their sponsors, as it were, their guardians, will have gone home. How do they complete their university education? So there is a lot that affects children much more than parents. And like I said, you only negotiate with somebody who still has got the negotiating card on the table. So if that card is not there, how do you negotiate? And people should also not look at going to court as a wrong thing. We have to correct things there. Courts are there to uphold the laws of the country. And anyone, anywhere, in any country in the world is protected by the laws of that country. So going to court is simply requesting the courts of South Africa to check if there are no rights of the people in South Africa that are being trampled on by the administration of South Africa.
Right, thank you very much. So let's turn to Victor's Matutu. Kusofutana Matutu. Sunga atike uvale kuna buge. Ucho na kutu vile kuyo pambili. Sunga merwe nzwe ma. Matutu, go ahead, ma.
Niyamuzo uchunda ayikhulumayo angithi. The thing is, yes, he's saying the court is not a wrong thing. We are not saying it's wrong, going to court is a wrong thing. But as for now, we're just saying, let's try other ways. Then let going to court be the last thing we do, if this is a mezo kinjela, say, if you And we are trying to negotiate, when we are negotiating with South Africa, we are not saying we negotiate so that they can reverse the decision, which is an renewal of another EPU. Maybe let's negotiate so that they can make it a bit easier for ZEP holders to migrate to general work permit or something like that. Because as it is now, it's not easy. I've just tried to go online and check how I'm going to migrate from ZEP to a general work permit. It's something that's not easy. It's not easy. Because in the first place, the reason why they were special, they introduced special permits is because a lot of us developers did not qualify for those general work permits or critical skills permits. We did not qualify. That's why the special permits were introduced. So there is no way that in those 10, 11 years we have had the special permit, we have acquired a right requirements for special for general work permit for critical skills permit. We did not acquire anything. We are still the same people who applied for ZEP or PZP in 2010. We haven't acquired any requirements that will allow us to migrate from ZEP to any other permit. So now when we say let's be negotiations, we're not saying the South African government must reverse their decision, but we're saying they must make it a bit easier for us to migrate from ZEP to other permits. Because now to say they must reverse the decision, it will be like impossible. It will be unfair to them because whoever has had that decision that the ZEPs are not going to be renewed, then if the government comes back and say, okay, we are reversing that, then I think it's unfair to them because people won't trust the government, the cabinet anymore, because the cabinet will be swayed. If people say this, the government will come back and change decisions. So what we're asking for is maybe at least let them make migrating from ZEP to another permit a bit easier than it is now. That's the negotiations that me as Victor Matutu is looking forward to. That if there are negotiations, let the negotiations be along those lines.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then what I understand again is if we go to court, yes, court is not wrong, like Junta is saying. But what if we lose? Then what if we lose? Then I think us going back to Zimbabwe or us, the chances of us even migrating to other permits will be very slim, maybe close to none. So now what will happen to all these 178,000 ZEP holders? And the other thing, the 180,000 plus minus 180,000 ZEP holders are just a drop of Zimbabweans who are living in South Africa. Now the focus is on ZEP because the ZEP is expiring and it's non-renewal. But the fact is that number of the ZEP holders is just a joke compared to the number of Zimbabweans who are living in South Africa. So now I think this ZEP non-renewal thing is going to force everyone. It's either you want to get a ZEP or not, you are still a Zimbabwean. If every Zimbabwean is forced to go back, then it means millions of Zimbabweans who are in South Africa will be forced to go back, not only the 180,000 that have got the ZEP. So now the government is saying it's accepting the decision by the South African cabinet about the ZEP. Let Zimbabweans come home. Come home and do what? I don't think we even need the government now to negotiate, because if the government has said that the Zimbabweans must come home, then they are not even willing to negotiate for us.
Yes, maybe the human rights. Okay. Ms. Matutu, we have actually gone across our own timelines in terms of our time here. So we thank you for actually joining us tonight on Studio 7, a live talk, the Diaspora Forum. That was Ms. Victor Matutu of Zim Imbohoto. And we also had Ms. Wendy Dumazile Nkoma. She's a holder of the ZEP permits. And we also had Mr. Darlington Chuta. He is also a holder of the permits. And signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube saying, good night, Zimbabwe. Let's hope we're going to meet again in other shows.
Yes, Neni Jogakandemiri, Gibson Chingo, Gadriza, Pokuti, Vachuta, and do such a garo is Zimbabwe exemption permit holders forum. And do not see Murad Vakanaka, Vatere.